Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Advisory Board's meeting is in session for May 30th. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. How about you, Robert?
You do what?
Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Are you okay?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Amen, yeah, got it. Separation of church and state, right? God. Okay. Let's do roll call. To my far right is...
Dorothy Gold.
And to my immediate right...
I'm Bob Mikes.
My left...
April Mensch.
And I am John Delabose. Good evening, everyone. And our staff introductions are Beatrice Martinez. She is Commissioner Sager Bloom's town board liaison. And our new secretary, Sam Kunkleton?
Kunkleton.
Kunkleton. Is that for Samantha?
Yes.
Okay, good, because you didn't look like a Sam. But that's okay. You should be glad. Okay, and then from the county we have?
Steve Tamara, Carter County Conference Planning.
Thank you very much. And I think that takes care of our officials and our staff. Okay, let's begin with tonight's business. We begin with section of public comment. This is a period that's devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. It's not a period of discussion or action, it's just comments. No votes may be taken. This is for items that votes will be taken on the agenda. You'll be allowed the opportunity to speak on each item as it is called and heard. If you wish to speak to us about any of these items, please stand. Please give us your name. Please spell it for the record. And at that point in time, we will allow you at least 3 minutes. And if you need longer, we've been known to do that too. If you wish to speak about any items that are not on the agenda but are within our jurisdiction, please wait until the comments by the general public at the end of the meeting to make those comments or suggestions. Do I have an approval for the minutes of May 9th?
Move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and an approval for the agenda for May 30th. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
Aye.
You, sir.
Aye.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Judy. Hi there. Informational items. Do we have any this evening? Nothing? Okay. Well, very good. Okay, our first item on the agenda is UC 23-0189-1785. Oh, and before I move any on further, let me say that we have a request from Greg Borgel to please hold item number 4 until next meeting, which will be June 13th, at least at this time.
That's what my calendar says.
At least at this time. And so we will go from 3 to 5 with no 4. So as I was saying, UC-23-0189-1785, Office Center LLC. It's a use permit for a proposed print shop in conjunction with an existing office complex on 5.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone generally located on the south side of Sarah Avenue, 800 feet west of Bruce Street within Winchester. Is the applicant here?
Is that for replic?
One more time, I didn't hear you, miss.
Is that for replic?
Is that for replica? You know, that's interesting because I'm not sure. But that's a good question. I guess we can go to the information and see if that's... Yes, it's replic. Yes, it is.
Yes.
But it's referred to nowhere on as that anywhere but at the end of the item. So,
okay.
Yes, it is for replic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and your name, miss?
My name is Cecilia Robles.
One more time.
Cecilia Robles.
Cecilia Robles?
Yes.
R-O-B-L-E-S?
Correct.
Okay, you got that? Great, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so thank you, and share with us what you
yes.
have come to share.
Of course. I wasn't sure how many members were there, so I brought a few.
Okay, well, that's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
They said presentation, so I wasn't sure what they
wow.
were.
Wow, look at you.
You're welcome.
I know. I feel like I'm getting swag here.
Yeah, same.
Be careful, don't turn into Clarence Thomas.
Oh, dear God, I don't think that's going to ever happen. That requires a color change.
So my name is Cecilia Robles, and my company is called RedFlag Document and Digital Solutions. Uh-huh. We started it back in 2019, prior to COVID. We had a facility by Charleston near Las Vegas Courthouse. And pretty much what we do is we provide litigation support services to many attorneys here in Las Vegas. We also work with different corporations like health corporations, school corporations, and just different businesses. And our main goal is to print and assist during trials and other, not exactly marketing needs, but let's say they're going to trial and they need their binders. Sorry, I normally don't speak in front of people, so I get a little nervous.
Don't get nervous.
It's okay, we're
friends. Don't get nervous.
Yes. So we've had this since 2019, and we had a general license with the City of Las Vegas. However, the building where we are is getting sold, and we need to find a new location. And we found this new location. We continue to provide the general services. But because we do some printing, we don't do marketing or anything big that requires. It's just a standard printer, office printers that you see. So mainly we're just asking for approval for the special use permit, just because we will be using some printing, but just nothing major that requires a lot of printing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I brought some examples of the location where we're gonna be. The floor plan is there, the site plan, the landscape plan, elevation, some photos. And yes, that's pretty much what I have. So again, it's just mainly litigation support services. We do a lot of electronics, so we do a lot of scanning for the attorneys as well. Electronic base labeling, we do video enhancements, we do forensics, etc. But for this special use permit, they are requesting us to come forward and ask for permission from
them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So is there anything toxic in the waste that you...
No. So we use a vendor called Canon. And Canon normally sends the cartridges to us, which does the most toxic that I can think of. Other than that, so that's just it. That is the standard ink that we recycle, and we recycle it with them as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any... comments from the audience members here this evening? Okay, that was a good question, Dorothy. That was, did you put this together?
I did.
Yes. May I respectfully suggest that you're required to instruct everybody that comes to us to do this?
Yes.
Because this is outstandingly professional. I
so
mean,
if this is an example
of your work, you just have a great sales tool here.
It is, yes. And
just saying.
So, yeah, feel free to send them to us.
Oh, yeah. Not only send them, I will come.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, I mean, this is wonderful. Nice job.
So it's a paragraph between Eastern and Maryland Park.
Okay.
Right by the DMV, there's a few.
Sure.
Well, you found it, Bella.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know where to go to get it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's
an existing building.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, so the office, they require new floors, paint, and everything.
Just really professional. I'm impressed. It's outstanding.
Thank you. And we are a minority woman-owned business, 100% woman-owned. So we're just starting and excited.
Oh, you're a womb.
And we're a
womb. W-O-M-B, woman-owned business, yes. Okay, are there any questions from any of the board members on this?
No.
None for me either. Unless we have any more comments, I move for approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is really nice. You did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Miss. Thank you.
This was.
I'm going to take this back to show Jackie.
I've never done anything really nice.
How professionally done. Okay, so let's move on to number two. DR-23-0213- Resorts World Las Vegas LLC design reviews for the following. One, modify an existing comprehensive sign plan, Resorts World Hotel Casino. Two, increase the overall wall sign area. And three, allow a roof sign in conjunction with an approved resort hotel, Resorts World, on 87.8 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. Is the applicant here?
Hi, Greg Bordell, 3747 Heritage Avenue, here on behalf of Resorts World on this issue. You're going to see this exhibit again. It's sort of an all-purpose exhibit for Resorts World. The area we're talking about on this matter is this gathering area, kind of an internal plaza that's being established at the intersection off of Las Vegas Boulevard and what would be Desert Inn Road, but obviously Desert Inn at this point ducks below the ground. So that's the area that we're talking about for these signs. And in the spirit of simplicity, I chose this exhibit.
Could you move that in here, please, so I could see? Could you move the stand?
You want to face more toward you?
Well,
certainly.
Thank you.
There you go.
There are multiple signs involved, of course, you can tell from the agenda. The staff has recommended approval of all the signs in question. This is the one that they've referred to as on the decorative wall, otherwise. This is the one that they referred to as the roof sign. And this here is a typical sign for a Fat Tuesday. Now, in this instance, the sign that's before you is the one on the back side of the building. It's inside the developed area, so you won't see it from Las Vegas Boulevard. But this happens to be an exhibit that shows the whole sign picture all in one place. Mm-hmm. So this is the roof sign. This is the wall sign. This sign is not involved in the application before you, and very technically this sign isn't, but it's a counterpart on the inside of the developed area, mm-hmm. Which you won't see from Las Vegas Boulevard, is like that. It says Fat Tuesday, and staff has recommended approval of all of them, and I'm inclined to just accept the staff's conditions on these rallies and answer any questions you have.
Any questions from our audience? Okay. I got to tell you, Greg, I just am real confused about one thing, and that's within this application, as within the other one, as within, I think there's two for Resorts World. Is there two for Resorts World?
No.
Yeah.
That one is why we have the big map.
Right. And they interchangeably quote the acreage as 87.8 and 86.9. Now, obviously, we both know it can't be both. So have we decided on what it is after all these years?
I haven't.
Okay. Has anyone? Let me expand that question then. Has anyone decided on the acreage of that site?
I think it probably is the lesser number.
86.9.
After we've dedicated various pieces for the county, that's my expectation.
Okay. Your homework is to come back with an answer to that next time I see you on the 13th.
Okay.
Because I get so confused when I read something and the answers, the information that's supplied varies from page to page. Yes, sir.
My name is Gary Lake and I'm consultant with Resorts World. It's 86.9.
It's 86.9?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. You don't have
actually
to worry about that now.
86.95.
Oh, now you're talking. There's a man after
I'm
my own heart.
I remember numbers.
Now, that's a man after my own heart. 86.95. Thank you very much. I will enter that in my little trusty copy here.
And staff has the usual conditions for signs, and we accept them.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions on this item?
No questions.
Okay. No?
No, not for me.
Okay, well, I recommend approval with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you very much, Greg. Okay. Now we will go to item number 3.
Moving right along.
And we're jumping all over Las Vegas here. Item number 3, VS-23-0192-LV-PCPS LLC and LV-AM LLC vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Paradise Road located between Sahara Avenue and Karen Avenue alignment within Winchester. The description is on file for possible action. And I guess
and
that's
I'm still
you.
Greg Borgill.
Yeah, you still are.
In this instance here for the Sahara. And what this would do is enable some form of redevelopment, whether it's the landscaping shown here or something else, as you and I have already discussed mm-hmm. a couple of times. But the main thing is that the right-of-way of Paradise Road has to be adjusted to match the reality in the field when we're done.
Oh, why would you want to do that?
It's a habit, you know. You have engineers like this, and
While they're at it, they could adjust the right-of-way of Desert Inn when you get to Buffalo, too.
Again, staff has recommended approval. We accept the conditions recommended by staff, and we're ready to answer any other questions.
Okay, do we have any questions from our audience? Seeing none, anybody on the board have a question on this?
No.
Well, obviously, I always do, so I have one break. Under analysis for Public Works, the development review portion, it says staff has no objections to the vacation of the right-of-way for the bus turnout since it has been relocated to the parcel to the south. And what are we referring to when we say those words?
Well, of course, I don't write the staff reports, but what that,
don't do
what
that,
that
to
means
me.
Is that the existing bus stop, the new existing bus stop, is down on the south end of the property where it meets very close to, is it Karen Avenue that comes out?
Yeah, I think it would be fronting the proposed Allnet Resort and Arena site.
I think that's correct. It kind of depends exactly, because in the end they're going to want, you know, a shelter and all
a turnout and, yeah.
So. That would probably be correct.
Yeah, okay. So then we're going to eliminate the one that is right after the intersection of Sahara and Paradise?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you.
That was our thought as well.
That is such
a
pain.
It needed to be where it is.
Oh, it's an awful location. It's too close to an intersection.
Right.
And a difficult intersection, by the way.
Do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm volunteering. We'll work on it. But
good.
We do need to restore it to its natural condition, which we'll be bringing back to another day.
Okay, and then the other one will move south and we'll recreate it down there.
That's the ultimate idea. Right, that's the item that we held to make sure we get it right.
Good. I'm pleased with that. Okay, so do any more questions from anyone? Okay, I move for approval with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Greg. Now we're going to skip number 4 because Greg doesn't want to do it. And we'll go
to... I don't want to. I said I want to do it right.
Oh, okay. Well, That's a nice part. I like that part. We'll go to number five. WS-23-0050-RW-LV Future Land, LLC, waivers of development standards for the following. One, building height, and two, reduced throat depth. Design review for a convention center in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Resorts World, on a portion of 86.95 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. Oh my, you're the star of the night, aren't you? you just don't know when to quit.
Working from the same exhibit, we're now up in this area, as opposed to the prior sign issue that was down here.
Okay.
And, we take this little area and we blow it up so that people can actually see what we're doing. As represented before you, staff, meaning Public Works in this case, has not supported the application as submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And their concern is with the operation here in this area, and this is back on Sammy Davis Drive, is in this area. They framed it as cannot support the throat depth here.
Mm-hmm.
That really isn't their concern. Their concern is that with this limited opportunity for throat depth, because we can't change the throat depth. I mean, the building, you know, the buildings by and large already exist. So the throat depth is what it is. But what they are object to, is this loading area is a set of loading docks.
Mm-hmm.
And the traffic flow would be into the property and then back, of course, into the docks.
Mm-hmm.
And since they weren't told anything different.
Who's they?
The Public Works.
Thank you.
Since Public Works wasn't told anything different, they made the assumption that these could be trucks of any length. And if they were trucks of any length, they would in fact have a throat depth problem for traffic coming in and backing around. In point of fact, we have met with Public Works to clarify that the property is only going to allow normal 53-foot trucks to utilize those docks. And with that, Public Works is satisfied, and that's what it says here. It has been agreed that we will limit the usage there to the 53-foot trucks, which I'm given to understand is essentially all the trucks that we expect to have there anyway. But if there should be a larger truck or a double truck or a triple truck, we have all of this area to work with as staging area and loading and unloading. And but we will alert everyone with signs and say this area is reserved for the 99% of traffic that would be 53 feet or less. And with that, as you can see from the item I just handed out, Public Works is going to be in agreement, and we would ask that you approve the matter. The only issue raised on the whole development is the issue of the call of the throat depth, but it's actually the size of the bays here and how they interact with the throat depth. So we would hope that you would recommend approval by the terms of the agreement that we provided a written version of to you from Antonio, who is the chief negotiator on the county side of these things. And the applicant has accepted the condition. And the new plan says that that is the required depth. And there'll be a sign program to direct trucks when they come in, which frankly is needed anyway. In other words, especially where you have an entrance off of Sammy Davis, signage is going to be needed here that will direct the trucks coming in to turn right and then back into the docks unless they are oversized trucks, which I don't expect there to be any significant number, in which case they'll be told to continue to hear. And in the long term, by the way, I'm advised that there'll be a secondary opportunity to handle trucks over here. But for the time being, for this project, this is believed to be adequate for this size of development. So our first choice would be, if you would approve it subject to the conditions reflected here with Public Works and the applicant's agreement, or if you prefer to frame it some other way, like subject to satisfying Public Works, we're fine with that too. In other words, we're not trying to buffalo Public Works into doing anything they don't find to be acceptable. And whether you frame the motion to be as agreed by the document of this date and so forth, or simply satisfy Public Works in some manner, we will.
Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the audience on this item? Okay. Go ahead, Dorothy.
I have a question, Mr. Borgel. This is a convention center, right?
Yes.
And so most civilian people attending whatever convention is going to go on there, they'll be coming from inside the hotel, casino, into the convention space. What about those civilians that might be driving cars? Will there be room, and is that going to be a problem, like regular people that might have to unload things or be represented and that just have?
Well, there is, first of all, let me say that this is the building in question, because you always are entitled to see an elevation. That's the color pattern that's proposed, basically beige with red highlights at the entrance. And the reason that kind of answers your question is, as you can see here, there's the private drive of Resorts World with a very large drop-off area for people that might be caught in that situation. However,
is that on the north side of the building?
Pardon?
Is that on the north side of the building?
No, that's
yes.
Resorts World?
Oh. Architects don't like to do things with north at the top the way us geographers do.
I just visualize the building in my mind's eye overhead, and then I decide which direction it's facing. I mean, that's not that hard to do. That works
so
too.
So anyway, there's a drop-off area designed for that purpose for individuals, buses, whatever happens. But there's also, I'm going to make up a number here, but I think I know what it is. It's something like 5,000 parking spaces on the property that they can drive to and park, and in the shade, which we think most people, most of the time, would choose. But is there a drop-off? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. I might want to add one thing. Is the that's not a public. Public's not going to go into that driveway. It's all for the back house.
Well, understood. I take the attitude that the public will go
wherever they can drive.
Right.
So we have to accommodate that, and we have.
Well, you're speaking of on the entrance, that's with a seven foot throat depth on Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Not this. Not Resorts World Drive.
Right. Correct.
Right. That's
right.
What
well,
I interpreted.
Will there be no reason for people?
No.
Who want
yeah,
to be
I
that.
Agree.
And in fact, we would actively discourage. But in terms of what I think the question was, there's a drop off.
Right. Now you were speaking of signage to help. Shall we say, sort out the situation?
Yes.
Are they planning that over the entrance as an above, rather than trying to stick signs on the side where people in trucks are going to not see them?
The sign program hasn't been approved, but I think your point's well taken. I will take
and that. And that way, when they're in the turn lane, ready to go in, they can formulate where they're going to be headed while they're quaying up, rather than getting so close to the sign that's below their field of vision and then pulling in and going the wrong direction.
Again, point well taken. What has been agreed is we need signage here.
Oh, yeah.
whether it's an arch sign, which actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We don't know how big these trucks are, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can
have to be a little bit careful.
You can put it up 30, 40 feet.
In any event, adequate signage here to direct trucks to say 53-foot trucks turn right back into the docks. Larger trucks, which we really don't expect to have significant numbers of, continue down to the staging area in here.
Right, and that can be a signed reader board too, with that much information that you want to tell people. Like the county does when they put those signed reader boards at work sites.
That's an option.
The airport.
They are allowed to have animated signs, and so that's an option.
Oh boy, they sure are. They got them everywhere.
Another thing that Public Works was insistent on is that there be signs at each dock that say 53-foot maximum truck length. And so that was right. And then, by the way, if we get to that point, now there's an easy out for everybody because the trucks are all aimed this way, right at the exit. So, once again, the only objection raised was framed as an objection to throat depth, which we can't change, really, realistically. But the throat depth only arose because of the belief that there could be trucks of enormous size here, and that is not the plan.
Now, is this that steel girder structure that's never been finished out on the west side of the property? Is that what this portion of the building is going to be?
A question from someone who might know.
It's kind of what I thought it was.
Yes, it's.
It was originally
Echelon and Expo Center.
Yeah, it was originally to be an Expo Center when Echelon built.
Correct.
Yeah, because I was involved in Echelon.
Taking advantage of everything that is partially built on the property.
Well, yeah, you'd be foolish not to. I mean, why would you want to take that down and waste all that material?
Understood.
Yeah.
So, with the exception of that, all the conditions are fine. And we have done our best of satisfying Public Works, and you have it in front of you, and however you frame the motion, we hope it's positive.
Okay. Well, I move that we approve this application with staff conditions that have further elucidated the truck traffic situation. So that we know exactly what size vehicles are permitted in that area.
John, I don't understand that. If Greg is saying that Public Works is satisfied, I'm not understanding what more traffic study or what can be done. Like, why are we putting another condition on it?
Well, you have to understand that they originally recommended denial. And the only reason that they changed their mind was they got additional information about the subject that showed them that they were denying it for the wrong reason. And so now with that additional information, which he has supplied today after the item was originally put before the Public Works Department, we need to incorporate in our motion their accedance to that additional information. So because to approve it as it stood would be approving it against staff recommendations, and staff recommendation has changed with this additional information. So the motion has to incorporate the additional information in order that we are not approving something that staff has recommended for denial when actually now they've recommended for approval.
So Greg, can you clarify, because I'm confused.
We're looking at an addendum that has been placed in front of us that you can't see. It's not on the original agenda.
Let me put it the simplest possible way. The applicant has agreed to the additional conditions with staff. So the motion that's been suggested here will, I believe, satisfy everyone.
Got it.
Okay. I would like to propose a motion to approve this item with the new staff conditions placed on the application, which are the 53-foot maximum truck lengths, as well as signage that will clarify where trucks can go and where they can't go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Oh, thank you, Judy. Okay, I guess we're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Working with us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Greg. Good night.
Thank you.
All right, let me go back.
Anyone who doesn't really need this as a souvenir, I can recycle it to the next level.
Oh, this one? No, I'm going to incorporate it into my app because
absolutely.
It's part of it. It's part of the record as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
I don't take care of my souvenirs, so.
Do you want your secretary to have a copy too?
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Greg. That's kind of you. Thank you, sir.
Well, I brought extra copies, but I don't like to make extra copies.
Now, do we have any general business items to address this evening?
No?
None? Okay. Any comments by the remaining general public? No? Okay, seeing none. Our next meeting date is June 13th, 2023. And the town board stands adjourned.
Yes. Bye, guys. Thank you,
everyone. Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.